Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Inflation A Guide for Users and Losers is a 2025 nonfiction economics book by Mark Blythe and Niccolo Fraccaroli that explains inflation as a political and economic problem rather than a simple monetary one, written for general readers as well as policy-minded audiences. It challenges the familiar post-1970s idea that higher interest rates are the main or only response to rising prices. Instead, the authors show how inflation is shaped by supply disruptions, fiscal choices, labor markets, global trade, climate shocks, and geopolitical conflict. The book is designed as a readable primer that translates technical debates about inflation measurement and policy into accessible language. Its purpose is not only to explain why prices rise, but also to question the standard policy tools used to fight inflation and to argue for a wider set of responses. As a result, it sits at the intersection of economics, political economy, and public policy, with direct relevance to everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why inflation cannot be reduced to a single monetary cause. A central argument of the book is that inflation is too often treated as if it has one dominant cause and one obvious remedy. Blythe and Fraccaroli push back against the idea that raising interest rates is always the best or only solution. They argue that inflation can emerge from different sources depending on the period, including supply shortages, imported energy costs, wage pressures, and disruptions to trade. This matters because policy built on a single explanation tends to miss the actual mechanism driving prices. The authors do not deny that central banks matter, but they reject the simplification that money alone explains inflation. Their broader point is analytical. If the cause is structural, external, or supply side, then a demand destruction strategy may be blunt or even counterproductive. This makes the book important as a critique of economic shortcuts. It asks readers to think in terms of diagnosis before treatment, which is the core of its broader policy message. Secondly, how inflation is measured shapes what people think is happening. The book gives unusual attention to inflation measurement because the official numbers are not neutral abstractions. What counts as inflation depends on which prices are included, how housing costs are treated, and how statistical baskets are constructed. By showing that measurement is not identical to lived experience, the authors explain why inflation often feels worse than headline figures suggest for many households. A family facing rent increases or grocery inflation may experience a very different reality from what a broad index indicates. This focus on measurement also reveals how public debate can become confused when people assume there is one simple inflation number that captures everything. The authors use this point to connect technical statistics to everyday politics. If measurement shapes perception, then it also shapes policy legitimacy and electoral consequences. The result is a useful reminder that inflation debates are never only about theory. They are also about how societies decide what price changes matter most and whose costs are being counted. Thirdly, the case for a broader anti-inflation toolkit beyond higher rates. One of the book's most distinctive contributions is its argument that governments should think beyond the standard interest rate response. Blythe and Fraccaroli suggest that policymakers have become overdependent on monetary tightening because it is familiar and institutionally convenient. But if inflation comes from supply constraints, market power, trade disruptions, or energy shocks, then raising rates may cool demand without solving the source of the price rise. The book therefore reopens discussion of tools that are often treated as unfashionable, including price controls, fiscal intervention, and other forms of coordination. The authors do not present these measures as universal fixes, but as part of a more realistic policy menu. Their emphasis is on flexibility and fit between problem and solution. That argument is especially relevant after the post-pandemic inflation episode, when many governments relied heavily on central banks. The book's practical contribution is to show that inflation policy should be judged by results, not by how orthodox it sounds in advance. Fourthly, inflation as a political economy problem with winners and losers. The title signals a key theme: inflation does not affect everyone equally. The book treats inflation as a distributional event that reshuffles gains and losses across workers, savers, borrowers, landlords, firms, and governments. This is why the authors frame inflation in political economy terms rather than as a purely technical macroeconomic issue. Price increases can enrich some actors while harming others, and policy responses also create winners and losers. Higher interest rates, for example, may reduce inflation, but also raise unemployment, tighten credit, and place burdens on borrowers. By foregrounding these trade-offs, the book moves the discussion away from abstract efficiency alone and toward questions of fairness, power, and social consequence. That approach helps explain why inflation becomes politically explosive. It affects real household budgets, wages, mortgage payments, and election outcomes. The book's value lies in showing that inflation policy is never neutral. Every response redistributes risk, and every explanation of inflation has political implications. Lastly, why recent shocks make future inflation harder to manage. The book situates inflation in a changing global environment rather than treating it as a temporary post-pandemic anomaly. It argues that climate shocks, demographic shifts, geopolitical tensions, tariffs, and trade fragmentation are all creating more frequent supply-side pressures. This is an important move because it places inflation inside a broader structural transformation of the world economy. If supply chains are more fragile and states are more willing to use economic coercion, then inflation may become a recurring feature rather than an exceptional episode. The authors therefore warn against assuming that the return to low and stable inflation seen in previous decades will automatically continue. Their discussion implies that old policy habits may be mismatched to the new environment. This future-oriented framing makes the book stand out from simpler inflation primers. It is not only explaining a recent surge in prices. It is asking readers to prepare for a more volatile economic era in which inflation risks are driven by climate, geopolitics, and global disorder as much as by domestic demand. In conclusion, Inflation: A Guide for Users and Losers is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible explanation of why inflation happens and why policy debates around it are so contested. Policymakers, students of economics, journalists, and general readers who have lived through recent price shocks will all find value here, especially if they want to move beyond the standard story that inflation is solved mainly by interest rate hikes. The book is useful intellectually because it explains how inflation is measured, how different causes require different remedies, and why distributional effects matter as much as macroeconomic averages. It is useful practically because it encourages readers to evaluate inflation policy in terms of diagnosis, not habit. What makes it stand out among books on the subject is its combination of political economy, contemporary relevance, and clear skepticism toward orthodox one-size-fits-all thinking. Rather than treating inflation as an old problem with a fixed answer, it presents it as a changing phenomenon shaped by supply chains, climate, energy, and geopolitics. That gives the book a broader and more up-to-date perspective than many conventional inflation guides. If you would like to support Niccolo Fraccaroli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.